I've never seen so many people staring through the glass. I don't know who half of you are, to be honest. Where have you all come from? Do you work in this building? That's a fantastic record. That's Blur. And now I'm supposed to say something extremely important and of merit. Or a DLT-style rant, which I have absolutely no intention of doing. I put a lot of thought into my last record, which is coming up fairly shortly. One of the reasons I'm not going to do a DLT rant is because I've got nothing to complain about at all. And I'm also still going to be employed by the BBC anyway, so it would be a bit of a stupid thing to diss the BBC. I always thought as a kid that working at Radio 1 was going to be the most fun and the best place for any presenter to work, and I still think that's true. And that Radio 1 is the best music station it's possible to work in. So I see absolutely nothing to complain about at all. I'm going to turn up on 5 Live from early May. It kind of depends when the general election is going to be. That's the deal. If it is going to be May the 3rd, then or May the 4th, I'm going to be starting on May the 7th. If it's going to be an October election, I'm still going to start in May. If it's an April election, I'm still going to start in May. We'll be doing 1 till 4 in the afternoon. Some of the things that you have heard over the years will be turning up again. It's quite likely the Mystery Years will turn up. It's quite likely the questionnaire will be there. And it's quite likely that the movies will be returning. James, avert your ears with Mark Kermode back to talk about movies. Sorry, James, no, but you've got Dave Pearce to talk to, and that's a very, very important thing. And that's on Radio 5 live from May. So, you know, I know it's a difficult choice because you've got Mark and Lard on Radio 1, and that's going to be a fantastic thing. So it's up to you. Thank you very much, everyone. Oh, blimey, the studio is full. Everywhere appears to be full. And I obviously had to give an awful lot of thought to my last record. I wanted to try and think of a record that summed up my relationship with you, the audience. I wanted to try and think of a record which kind of said everything that I've been trying to say over the 15 years I've been here. And I thought, oh, cobblers to that. How cool was that?
That was very cool indeed.
I thought that was fantastic.
I thought it was
and
fantastic.
And a suitable way to say, yeah, thank you very much. It's been fun. Good afternoon.
Oh, Simon, Lemmy here, from one old crock to another. All the luck you ever wish me and all the luck I ever wish you. And good luck the rest of your life. Bye-bye.
The man spoke.
Good old Lemmy,
I just wanted to say, it's been a pleasure. You've never bought me a coffee in the whole time you've been here. You've never been on time. Look at the time now. What is it?
It's 3 minutes past 12.
And an awful lot of people have raised the subject of the last show that you did with Zoe when she left and your crushing and vicious last word to her. And they said,
oh, yeah,
you would
true.
Never be that cruel to Simon, would you? Of course
on,
I wouldn't be.
Simon Mayo, you are the weakest link. Goodbye.
Very good. Fair comment.
Yeah.
Yeah, this one right here goes out to all the...